Sterling Shepard, the number three wide receiver in New York. We always like sophomore and junior wide receivers to take a bit of a jump, right? We always like to believe that, all right, after a year in the NFL, they're going to really explode. Sterling Shepard had a nice rookie year. You know, he was kind of inconsistent from a fantasy standpoint, but not unlike what you would expect from, again, a rookie wide receiver. He finishes the year 65 catches, 683 yards, and 8 touchdowns. Again, that's a really good year from a rookie wide receiver. So the thought process would be he would take a jump. However, the Giants signed Brandon Marshall. They drafted Evan Ingram. And now Sterling Shepard, I think the light is a little bit dimmed on him for many in the fantasy community. King, is that fair?
I think it has to be, because the Giants are looking to balance the passing game out more. I don't know how much you can expect from the rookie tight end, because we all know that. But the fact that Brandon Marshall is there, and while he may not be what he was in his prime, he's still going to move the chains, be a red zone target. But, you know, I don't think you lose sight totally of Shepard from the slot. Had some very impressive performances. Had a 2-month stretch last year in which he caught 3 touchdowns in every month. So he was consistent. You know, this is a young. You got to remember that Marshall, you know, is kind of on a downward career curve, whereas Shepard's going to play in the slot and is coming up. So I don't think you can totally forget about the guy. Although Jake Seeley made a very bold prediction in the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package, rotoexperts.com. Enter free radio checkout for a special discount. He said Eli Manning's going to be Matt Ryan this year. I think
that's pretty damn good.
I don't think that's going to happen necessarily. Eli Manning, I just can't see him on that level of passing volume that Matt Ryan is in. And even though the receiving core is more diverse, but, you know, to basically answer your question, maybe the light is dimmed a little bit, but, you know, I think he has to improve in terms of the yardage and in terms of the catches, you know, maybe the touchdowns. I could see more if I was to project it. Where you saw 65 for 683,
and
I could see less touchdowns and more yardage.
Oh, you just said more touchdowns a moment ago, so
I kind of like.
You're saying you can see him improving in all three categories.
I'm saying is what I said was, I'm sorry if I didn't communicate correctly.
Yeah.
I could see less touchdowns, but I could see more catches and more yardage.
That's fantastic, though.
Yeah.
I like to add him on my team if I draft Odell Beckham, you know, high.
What, like a handcuff?
As like late. I mean, I like Sterling Shepard. I think if they didn't have Brandon Marshall, this could have been a really exciting year two for him. But I mean, right now, he's the third option out of the wide receivers. Let's see what Ingram can do, because Ingram is basically another wide receiver. That's what he was in college. And he's definitely going to be a mismatch out there. And I think he will be a red zone target as well. But for like a Sherlin Shepard, if I invest, like, say, the number 5 pick in Odell Beckham, and I get Shepard late, say, in the 16-round draft, you know, he's one of the last couple of picks I take, you know, I'll roster him for now. I mean, who's the other guys I'm going to be taking at that point anyway? Yeah. I'm going to be trying to get some guy that's, you know, probably a third or fourth wide receiver on a worse team.
Sure. All right. So here's the problem with the Giants, real quick, though.
Go ahead.
The problem with the Giants, real quick, is that, you know Odell's going to get his, right? The problem with the passing game is that, you know, the best passing games spread the ball around a lot. The best quarterbacks do that a lot. The Giants want to have that. And because they have Marshall, because they have Shepard, and because they have this rookie, what a mismatch he's going to be. He's still a rookie tight end. You know, I don't think you're going to be able to depend on any of these guys. That's the issue. Even as a fantasy wide receiver 3, can we depend on Marshall or Shepard is anything more than a fantasy wide receiver 4? That's going to be the
issue. Brandon Marshall's a wide receiver 4?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think Brandon Marshall's a wide receiver 4, Scott. You're talking about top. He's going to be between 25 and 50 in that range? He's going to be between, 30 and 40 in that range?
You have to look at the situation. You have Odell. He's the clear number one guy. Marshall is not in the prime of his career anymore. You have Shepard. You have Ingram. They're going to want to run the ball. Yeah. You know, it's like Brandon Marshall might be better for NFL purposes than he is for fantasy.
I don't know about that one right there, Scotty. I don't think there's no way that Brandon Marshall can finish no lower than a wide receiver 3 and a high-end wide receiver 3. I got him definitely in that wide receiver 2 range. You look at what Eli Manning, I mean, they have no running game to speak of.
Correct.
This team right here is about throwing the football. He threw the football 598 times last year. Odell Beckham's not going to get 598 targets. If that happens,
no,
it'll
I'm not
be
saying he won't
record.
Catch the ball at all. I'm just saying I don't know how much I can depend on him because, you know, there's a good possibility, like I first said, Marshall's going down. You know, like Marshall's going like this, and, you know, Shepard's going like this.
So you think
Shepard
passes Marshall?
I think he's more likely to go forward, and Marshall... See, I'm not going to say Marshall's going to disappear.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if... You know, I there's more upside for Shepard. I think there's more downside for Marshall.
Okay,
wow,
but
that's
interesting. But if you make 600 pass attempts, right?
Yeah.
Say Odell Beckham got 170 targets.
Yep.
Okay, say Brandon Marshall last year, they got 128. Say he got 130. That's 300 targets right there.
Yeah.
Shepard had just over 100 targets.
He's
last
going
year.
To get another 100
targets. So that's 400.
Shepard will get another
200 targets.
Exactly. Shepard will get another 100. He will have another 100 targets seen. And right now, he's going for a song in drafts. Yeah. I would hop on him because if an injury strikes, he's that's in prime
an
position.
Injury strikes is different
he's in prime
me.
Position. But even without an injury,
it's different to me
he can be
strikes.
A Randall Cobb type, you know what I'm saying? But Randall Cobb is to the Packers.
Well, that's
he's
what,
going to be a guy that you're going to want to have throughout the course of the bye weeks, and you can get him
who
in the 13th
be a
round.
Cobb.
Sterling Shepard.
Let me ask you this.
This is not the Packers offense.
Wait, yes, actually,
yes it is.
How many?
Yes,
no.
Yes, it is.
How?
Because it is exactly the Packers offense. It's from the quarterback that the coach is the quarterback's coach in the Packers who is trying to bring the Packers offense and develop it in New York.
Just every piece because you're bringing
Aaron
the Packers
Rodgers
offense.
Only had 12 more attempts
it,
than
there you
Eli
go.
Made.
It's the Packers
this
offense.
This is not going to become that sort of volume, though.
Yes, it did already.
It's less volume last year. So there you go right there.
How is the Giants
it's no running game and only it's no real legit consistent running game on either team. It's three wide receivers on each team. It's the same damn offense.
The Giants
offense.
Are probably going to go four wide.
Yeah, and the Giants
receiver.
Exactly. The Packers
so
don't have no tight end.
So because the coach comes over, this is turning into the Green Bay offense. There's going to be an elite offense in the NFL all of a sudden.
They were last year.
An elite offense last year, Scott. As far as getting up and down the field,
they just couldn't score.
Eli Manning was the weakest link.
Absolutely, that's not your opinion. That's a fact, Matt.
So he's going to become Aaron Rodgers now because the quarterback coach is coming
Jake
over?
Jake Sealy's
going to be Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not agreeing with him.
We just said, all we're saying, I think, is that the Giants is going to become the Packers' offense. They're trying to be.
Yes.
They're trying to model their offense after the Packers. So you put each guy in each spot, right? Like Odell Beckham is Jordy Nelson. You have Brandon Marshall trying to be in like the Devontae Adams role. And then basically you have Sterling Shepard as Randall Cobb. That's what the offense is built for. I'm not saying it's going to be as efficient or as successful as Packers.
No, Aaron Rodgers is not there.
Because Aaron Rodgers isn't there.
Exactly.
But what the Giants are trying to do is model themselves after the Packers. And
I mean,
that's
if I can get Shepard in the 13th round or later, I'm going to take him every time.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, he's not. He shouldn't be going too
hard. I would
take
him two rounds before that.
Let me ask you all this. We just three out of the four of us just compared to the Packers and the Giants offenses because you can see the similarities. Who would you rather have in 2017? Sterling Shepard or Randall Cobb?
Randall Cobb.
Still.
I think Randall Cobb was a victim of health last year. I think health was the issue for Randall Cobb last season. So
it's been a couple seasons now, though.
Yeah, I get it. And we've seen the massive breakout from Devontae Adams. I still would give Randall Cobb the slight nod.
What about you, Matt?
I think Corey's right, but it's tough. Because I want to say Shepard, but it's really close. I'll say Cobb, but I really
oh, yeah, no doubt it is close. No doubt about that, it's close.
Scotty.
I think Randall Cobb's more established.
No, that's for sure.
I'm starting to get like kind of dicey with Cobb though, where I feel like Shepard's on the upswing. So I'm going to be a little bold here and say Shepard.
And also I'll say Cobb too, because if something happens to Adams or Jordy, I'd rather have just because Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback.
I understand that, and that's why the answer probably is Cobb. But we have seen something happen to Adams and Jordy, and we've seen Randall Cobb do nothing.
Yeah.
We haven't. You are right. I mean, he has been a very disappointing player.
He's been banged up a lot.
And maybe it's because I've been burned like 3 years in a row with Randall Cobb that I'm kind of negative on Cobb. So, like, I get it. The answer is Cobb.
Get out your feelings.
He's not going to be on my team.
I don't want to sidetrack, but I just want to bring this up. For the Giants,
yes.
Is Shane Vereen the best back in that backfield? I mean, I kind of think so.
They really like this rookie that they drafted, though, as a power runner.
I think it's very hard to say they really like this rookie. We haven't seen him practice yet.
What I'm saying is that, you know, I've read a lot of positive reports about it before minicamp about just like how they want to establish a power running game, and they think this might be the kid.
Oh, I don't think that's yeah, I don't think that's case at all. I don't think they give a crap about a power running game anymore.
I don't know.
They're gonna run the ball, which like the Packers, in all honesty, to keep the offense honest, right? That's the only reason they're gonna run Paul Perkins or Wayne Gallman, is to keep the offense honest, and then it's gonna certainly run through the right shoulder of
Eli still Manning. Think Shane Vereen's
the
guy that I
was reading the season preview by one of the beat reporters.
Oh, was that in some magazine that was written 6 months ago?
No, not to something that was written 6 months ago. Why would I bring that up? You know, it's that they this team wants to focus on defense and have a good run pass balance.
That's just false.
Remember
when you told me yesterday that I brought up Russell Wilson and how they can just be professional pass and keep it? And he was like, "You're wrong. That's just not true."
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you about the Giants.
Yeah,
right
if
now.
The Giants wanted a run pass balance, they would have signed Adrian Peterson or LeGarrette Blount.
Absolutely,
stuff like that.
The Giants are going to, you know, last year. The Giants ran the same formation on 98% of plays, and everyone called for more of a balance, more of a differentiation of their offense. And Ben McAdoo refused because this is what we believe works the best. And maybe you'll get a little bit more differentiation this year with formations. They are not going to all of a sudden become a power running team.
So you guys are saying that you believe that this offense is going to be explosive enough. There's going to be a lot of passing to go around for everybody.
600 passes last year.
Didn't I just break down the math though? I thought I did. I mean,
600 passes last year. I think we see that again.
I was asking for Greg. I trust his opinion more.
I think we see that again.